it's an event which probably will never be repeated in most people's lifetime, if at all. Again, it actually gives an opportunity for us to showcase our city, showcase people who live in the city, and the fact that we are a very diverse but a very faith-orientated city. I think anyone who belongs to any of the major faiths have very similar principles about tolerance and harmony, living well together. And therefore, anything that gives credibility and enables people to understand faith is an opportunity for them to be understood as well. I actually think that all the faith leaders I've spoken to are without doubt enthusiastic about such an occasion. And many of them will be participating and coming along to one of the events at the time. One of the great things about the city of Birmingham is that the faiths all get on well together. For example, I have a faith round table, which is representations of all the main faiths. The faith themselves, various faiths produce a faith leaders group, and there's loads of opportunities where they meet together. In fact, many, many of the events I go to, which are faith driven, have representatives of other major faiths there. We've had a minimal amount of time, really. For an event of this size, when you're talking about in the region of 60,000 people at the beatification, and all the other things that go with it, the visits to the various pastoral, spiritual places, and, of course, the fact it's a state visit, that is an enormous lot to plan. And at one time, we didn't envisage so much it would take part in Birmingham. Originally, we weren't going to have the beatification, which would have considerably reduced the involvement. That coming at a later stage has meant we have to pull together, and as you said, be Team Birmingham. But the good thing is all the officers involved, including communication, I hope I've let anyone out, everyone has pulled together and we've worked as a great team. We had to work with our partners, of course, as well, which is right and proper. I mean, I've been chairing the Gold meeting for the City of Birmingham, and in that meeting we include, obviously, our partners, particularly the police and the church and other groups, and we link up with all the other committees and panels which are making sure everything's done to the nth degree to make sure it's a good occasion for everyone who participates, everyone who sees it, and good for the reputation of the city and the region.